We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis.
February 2nd. Her For My Fans tour also includes singers Neo and Mario.
Tickets to the general public go on sale at 10 a.m. this Friday through Ticketmaster and the FedEx Forum box office. There is also a FedEx Forum presale starting at noon Thursday for Memphis Grizzlies season ticket holders, Grizzlies newsletter email subscribers, and subscribers to the venue's event emails and text alerts. Blige is a 2024 inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and has 8 multi-platinum albums to her name. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Elle Perry.
The Hugh Hotel will be renovated and converted into a tapestry collection by Hilton. Knoxville-based Turkey Creek Hospitality President Nick Patel acquired the former Tennessee Trust building last week. Patel is partnering with Sam Patel, the managing partner of Hospitality Builders of America, to develop and renovate the Hugh, formerly the Madison. The 15-story, nearly 80,000-square-foot hotel will be refurbished in phases to ensure it can continue operations. For Sophia Surrett, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Happy Wednesday to everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin. Hey, it's going to be a wonderful Wednesday. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop, feel yourself, touch yourself and say, I just love me. And I'm going to tell you something about Memphis, baby. I just love me some Memphis, Tennessee. And on today, we're going to have a great conversation, a great talk. I have one of my dear friends in. But one of the words I will tell you as we start off on this wonderful Wednesday: make sure, no matter what else is going on around you, all the chaos that you feel like is going around you, I need you to stop and breathe. Yeah, breathe, breathe, breathe. It'll get better. Just breathe, all right? Well, let's dive into today's show. Let me tell you, I am super excited to being right here on WYXR 91.7 FM. So go ahead and tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everybody. Dr. Talisa Franklin is on the air. And I am joined by one of my dearest brothers, dearest friends, dearest community and champions that's for real about doing community in Memphis, Tennessee. I always tell people when I'm around traveling, I said there's no better place than to live, to work, to just do everything other than in Memphis. And so I want you to welcome with me my guest on today, the one, the only. You guys have heard of them, Heal the Hood. They're doing so many amazing things in our community. But I'm grateful to know the leader of this organization. So he sets the tone of how this organization do. Will you help me welcome my little brother himself, Liddell Beamer? What's up, boo?
Thank you. Thank you for having me, ma'am. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm doing what I love doing, running my mouth, right?
I know this is a kind of a, the audience can't see you, but look, you smell so great and look fantastic.
Oh, thank
I had
you,
to
baby.
Share that when I came to run. I said, look
thank
at that.
Thank you, baby. Thank you all. Not y'all. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
I'm serious.
Thank you.
This is good.
I feel like I'm 50 years young now, right?
You are. You look great.
Thank you. God is amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
I would say that he's amazing that he keeps us in spite of us.
Yes, you know, ma'am.
He's an amazing God, and I'm grateful for him being who he is, right?
Yeah.
And so, Liddell, I know that I've been knowing what you guys been doing in Heal the Hood. You have not only impacted the Hickory Hill community, but you've impacted Memphis, right?
Yeah.
Memphis has been impacted by a Liddell Beamer that is for real about making sure people get what they need. So before we really dive in, kind of tell us Before we talk about Heal the Hood, all the great stuff, tell our listeners, who is Liddell Beeman?
You know what? Wow. See, if you ask that question. Well, I'm a child of a single parent home. You know, I grew up in South Memphis, you know, seeing everything that people see that are living in poverty. And so I always say that, you know, we were poor but didn't know that we were poor. Mm-hmm. And so when you grow up in a single parent home, you know, in the inner city, you see a lot of stuff that happens. But at the end of the day, you know, you really don't know you're poor. A lot of poor people don't know they're poor. You know, and so we were content with bologna sandwiches and going to the candy lady and knowing about the Chinaman store and all those amazing different things. And so for me, it was just about, you know, growing up in an environment and being able to escape that environment by the arts. You know, I went to Colonial Middle School. I went to Overton High School. So all of the creative and performing arts is what transformed my life. So I'm grateful. And I tell people, I never knew a moment in my life where I didn't know God. You know, so that's the biggest part about me. I grew up not having to discover, you know, you learn more about God as you grow, but just coming up, I can never remember a moment where I didn't know about God or who he was. And so that's a powerful thing. He kept me. And so that's the reason why I'm here today. And so, single parent home, all the things that all the kids have that are against them, that they're making all these crazy decisions. Now I went through all of that stuff, but God kept me from making the wrong decisions. So, yeah.
So, and you know, I always ask people, who are you before the titles, before the accolades, before all the things that you have going on in your life? Who are you, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when people know who you are, they'll understand why you do what you do, right? Many people that see Talisa, until they really know Lisa, they don't really know Talisa, right? Because there was some challenges in Lisa's life that I say, you know what, I want to make sure nobody else feel the way little Lisa felt, right? Yeah. And so that's why a lot of times I go over and above to make sure the needs of others are met. Anybody know, I tell people all the time, I love seniors and I love children, right? Because a seniors raised me, my grandparents, and then I love children because children need somebody to fight for them and be for them. And so when I'm hearing that you're from a single parent home, now I understand why you do what you do.
Yeah.
And so let's just dive in to Heal the Hood. First of all, let's talk about the name, right? Because there's power in the name.
Yeah.
The name of Heal the Hood. How did that name come about when you were starting to do what you do?
Yeah, you know what? I always tell people as a disclaimer that hood is a suffix at the end of words. Brotherhood, motherhood, fatherhood, priesthood, parenthood, all of them are those suffixes, that commonality. And so when we think about healing, you know, we look at broken hoods and neighborhoods, and it's because we have been broken as adults, you know, in our childhood, something has happened. And so when you think about that, you know, it has to be healed. You know, one of the things that I always grew up in the church, you know, with that whole, philosophy, you know, about healing and what comes that needs to happen in our neighborhoods and happen in our communities and ourselves. So music was my thing, you know, the arts was my thing. And so I saw how the arts was affecting so many different people. We're motivated by that. I was watching a marathon with Jean-Claude Van Damme one time, and all of a sudden I was at a gas pump and getting irritated with this guy who was blowing his horn, and I was like, I wanted to kick this guy. And I didn't know where that came from. I was just thinking, I'm like, wow, I'm affected by the products of my environment, by what I'm a product of my environment.
Absolutely.
And I'm being affected by it. And so I see a lot, grew up seeing a lot of kids that were infected by their environment, and they didn't know what happened to them. They were just growing up. And so we were doing ACEs, dealing with ACEs before ACEs became popular, became a thing. We didn't know the term for it, but there was a lot of adverse childhood experiences. And so Heal the Hood was birthed out of that, out of seeing a lot of kids that were broken. And I saw what the arts was doing when we were doing it for those kids. So it preserved my life. And I'm like, this is the same thing that I believe that can preserve a lot of other kids' lives.
And I'm glad you brought up ACEs. And I always like to share with people my ACEs, right? Because looking at when I do my ACEs meter, I'm a 10, right? And so most people are a 10. They're not in a great place, right? Because everything that was stacked against me, I experienced it, right? And I experienced it as a child.
Yeah.
And so that could have made me go to another direction.
Yeah.
But I think it gave me fuel to be for somebody else, right?
Yeah.
And so when I think about what you guys are doing with Heal the Hood, you're out there in the Hickory Ridge Mall. Tell us about what inspired you to be in that community And then let's talk about, because I know you have your after school program. I seen during summer camp, you got summer camp stuff. You do 12, you giving things away for Christmas every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And you're doing a lot of mentorship. You're doing all these plays in the school that is addressing the bully and the self-esteem and all those areas where our people need to be developing. Kind of talk about some of the programs so that our listeners will understand why they want to really, they may want to volunteer. You know, I always tell people Memphis is one of the givenest places this side of heaven, right? We want to give our time. We want to give our talent. And somebody may be like us, right? Had some really crazy experiences as children and be like, I want to be around. I want to hear about. I want to share the message of what an organization is doing. Kind of share with me.
I'll tell you, you know, we're in it. So a lot of people don't know. And I think this is actually the first time I said this. You always get some first timers out of me. But we have, you know, by default, divine default, we're in the Hickory Ridge Mall stationed there. But, you know, we were in South Memphis. You know, that's the Heal the Hood launched in the Southgate Shopping Center. That's some public knowledge and nobody knows now. But we launched in the same building where Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 were on top of the old roof. Wilco. Yep. And I didn't know it until we were filming a movie one day with some kids on top of the roof. And the guy like, hey, you guys know that you're making history up there. I said, what are you talking about? They said, it's the same rooftop that Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 was on. And I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan. And so to just know that I was up there, that was the closest that I ever got to him other than writing a screenplay where I wrote a sequel to The Wiz. And it was actually in Michael Jackson's hands before he passed, because we were going to do something with it. And it always seems like there's this odd curveball that's thrown to us when we're about to be on the verge of, you know, making another turn with Heal the Hood.
Yeah.
And so because of the program and collapsing, closing down in the center where we were, that's what really got us to the Hickory Ridge Mall. And so on that journey, you know, we've been traveling around a long time doing what's called the wake-up tours. Mm-hmm. And that's how Master P ended up coming to Memphis, because he saw what we were doing with the wake-up tours and had somebody studying us for a while. And so that bought in what we were doing with the celebrity basketball games. And so that grew into a whole lot of different things that we have worked with. We worked with Terrence Howard, you know, a couple of years ago, did some work with Terrence Howard. We worked with Vivica Fox. We worked with John P. Key, who's my goddad. You know, so many different celebrities that have latched on to what we're doing because they saw and heard about what we were doing in the schools with the kids. Mm-hmm. And so through the wake up tours, through the 12 days of Christmas, all these different ventures was us being able to use the arts to meet kids where they are, even comic book illustration. That's what brought Robert Townsend and Keenan Ivory Wayans to Memphis, because they saw what we were doing and wanted to see how they could be a part of what we're doing to help these kids. And all these celebrities that I named, these are people who grew up in the inner city, who went through the same things that I went through, and they were like, you're using the arts, and that was our escape. And so the arts is my salvo, and that's what we want to do for these kids through our programs, be it after school program, be it our phases mentoring program, be it our adopt a family programs, 12 days of Christmas. It's so much stuff that happens that we're busy 7 days a week.
You know, be in one program I think that I thought was very impactful that you did this past summer was a celebrity basketball, right? I always laugh, y'all know. I love my amazing mayors. You know, anybody know, I always call Mayor Lee Harris my amazing, and I love him, right? And then Mayor Paul Young, right? But I was amazed at how you were able to bring them into that community for those children to actually see them playing basketball and having fun. So let's talk about the impact of what was the children conversation, because we know basketball actually saved a lot of our children. There's, I'm sure there's a lot of NBA players, people that's WNBA players, people that's going across seas. Basketball saved their life.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, when you're thinking about arts, people say, well, arts is singing and drawing and this, but basketball to me, that's an art to be able to take that ball and hit it in that hoop thingy, right? Because I don't know how to do any of that, right? All I know how to do is sit on the sidelines and have fun. When I'm at the Grizzlies game or the Tigers game, anybody know, she don't be knowing what be going on. I just be cheering, having fun, and eating all the good popcorn. But I'm there. So let's talk about that, because there's a lot of children that are in basketball programs at schools, And unfortunately, they don't have a parent there. Yeah. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, you know, the arts, you know, saved my life. So it's also a part of, you know, what we do too. We, you know, martial arts, that physical form of combat and self-defense, that's a part of Heal the Hood too. But that, the basketball side of it, you know, that came in when we're, you know, when we're growing up in the neighborhood, especially back in the day, you would take the crate, the milk cart crate, cut the bottom of the milk cart crate out, put it on the telegram pole, and you out there hooping, you know, using the crates. And so, you know, I did that coming up as a kid, you know, when we would be out there just hooping when you couldn't get to organized sports, and we were just out there together doing it. But later on, you know, you started seeing it as an art form with Michael Jordan, people like that changing the game. And when you looked at it, you saw that's when you started seeing the sports entertainment side of it. And so everybody wants to be like Mike, you know, everybody wants to grow up and be in that. And so the basketball players, believe it or not, you know, for them, a lot, and that's the reason why the thing with Ja Morant was such a huge deal with the gun thing, because you become a role model and you don't even know that.
Yes.
And so because people looking at that game of basketball, it's also a lifestyle coaching that comes along with it, because there's a discipline. And so we do what's called an all-star celebrity basketball camp for the kids the day before we do the game. And so that gets kids involved as far as the disciplines of basketball, learning about life application and the disciplines. But now when you start bringing in the celebrities, because what people from that game this year, you had Coach Lionel Hollins, who was coaching formerly from the Grizzlies, coaching Mayor Young's team. And then you had Coach Kevin Whitted, who's also been in the NBA and doing some things here in Memphis, coaching the county side, Mayor Lee Harris. And so we had all types of pro ball players that were on the court, Will Coleman, a lot of other people that have played for the U of M, overseas ball. All of them were on the court, so the mayors wouldn't look so bad.
Yeah, but it also gave those children in that community and surroundings an opportunity to rub shoulders.
Yes.
So maybe one of those players get an opportunity to say one word can change those young people's lives.
Yeah.
Because I always tell people, when you learn to speak life into people, mm-hmm. you never know what that word or that phrase or even that conversation may do to spark something in their life.
Yeah, and that was the first of its kind, too. And so when you have kids, you know, there were a lot of kids. We had kids that were actually designed to be cheerleaders down there, too. And they were, you know, cheering for their favorite players, you know, that we had already bought out to. And we told them, we said, look, this is going to be your player. Because you have players that literally work with kids on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. They bought out their cheer teams. They bought out. All of that was happening at that game last year. And so we can officially announce it now. This is the first time we've announced this. It's going to be part two. It's going to be City Meets County Part 2 coming up second week in June of next year. And so we're locking down our location, and we're getting ready to start advertising, because we want it. I'm talking about people. This is going to be historic, just like when you see the Southern Heritage Classic. But with us, it's all about morality. It's all about not only giving back, but getting people from high positions to come down so that the crowd, the audience, can touch them. Mm-hmm. And so if you looked at the trophies, people keep talking about the trophies, but Mayor Young and Mayor Harris got these medallions. They were like these big rapper chain mm-hmm. medallions with their names on it, you know, as part of the prizes that were given out. And so something I saw Mayor Young do, he took his medallion off his daughter wanted it, so he put it on her neck. Mm-hmm. And so we got a lot of photos of historic moments, but people don't understand it was kind of like a rites of passage in these games, because it's celebrities, you're playing for the city, you're playing for the county, it's bringing everybody together.
Unity.
And it's saying something to young people that we can all come together for a great cause without violence, without all this crazy stuff. And that's what we were doing.
Yeah. And one thing you said, that we got to get to our children to see how we as adults are unified, right?
Absolutely.
How we're working together for one common goal. I know that when I'm talking with you or when I'm talking to other people, our conversation is, how do we move Memphis forward?
Yes, ma'am.
How do we work collectively and not in silos? So many times I see a lot of silos going on versus us saying, how do we work together for the betterment? Because I feel, and this is the Talisa feel, right? I feel that if my candle is shining, right? And your candle is shining, and your candle is shining, and if we put out those candles together, our light is even brighter, and we can have a bigger impact, a light in our city, right? And so what you're doing is totally just is life-changing, because I've seen your work. I've seen what you're doing. But I want to even go back and talk about the summer camp program, right?
Yeah.
Because you had a summer camp, not of just, you know, we have a summer camp, and I had a few children. It was a free summer camp. So because I believe that many parents are just like my grandparents, don't have a lot of money, but we supposed to give, right? I tell you, Memphis is one of the most giving cities this side of heaven. Talk about the impact of the summer camp. What did we see our children from the safety? Our kids, you knew where they were every single day, speaking life into them, making sure they're getting a nutritious meal every day, making sure they're being exposed to things that they probably normally would not be exposed to, but heal the hood, say, we're going to do this.
Absolutely.
Talk about that.
Yeah, in the doors, our kids from the summer camp, the mall had to say, as a matter of fact, I just ran into one of the security ladies that used to be at the Hickory Ridge Mall walking through here, but the crazy part was the kids run into the camp. They don't, and it's like secure, like, stop all that running. And so they run into the camp. So imagine every morning the kids running into camp, smiling. And so even the security, like, it's so much joy when the kids are in this mall, because, you know, if you've been to the Hickory Ridge Mall, it's not a whole lot going on in there right now. Mm-hmm. But for the kids to be there, the first thing that they did was they bought life there.
Yes.
And we were able to not only match their energy, but when the kids went home, they were tired.
Yes.
Because, you know, we had what's called Team Olympics. So the kids are competing for medals and medallions the whole summer. They're up for bragging rights and trophies. We have some of the most professional arts people that are coming in. Derek Dean was teaching music class to the kids. You know, they were doing vocals. They were, you know, learning how to play music. They were learning how to play guitar. All these amazing different things were going on. I'm talking about to a whole nother level, where you see kids doing martial arts, testing for belts, of course, the video game things, even having arcade games inside the camp where you can actually go up to the cabinet, the machine, and playing football on these gaming systems, not just a regular gaming system, but there we took them back to the old school when there was an arcade and you can walk in and start banging on the buttons.
Like the Atari and Pac-Man and
this
Pac-Man.
And then in the midst of it, they're learning life skills. We deal with 7 habits of a highly effective teen. And so when these kids are learning and developing this, but the thing that got me this particular summer was July 25th. It changed our life. We had a flood in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
It was a day before camp was about to be out. And you could see the kids' heart when the flood came and all this stuff, it started raining inside the camp. What was so powerful was these kids started grabbing stuff, said, we got to save our summer camp. And that was the kids. They had literally came in one way, and then they were developed, and they bonded so much to the point they were dragging out instruments, dragging out all this stuff. And we got all this on film. And you hear the kids saying, we got to save our camp. So ownership happened in this summer camp. And that's what I'm excited about. And when you look around the city of Memphis, one of the biggest problems when we see crime and stuff happening in the communities, it's because we don't have ownership. We don't understand the power of ownership. So when there is a kid that understands this is mine, you're going to work hard to take care of what is yours. And so that's what the camp did. It brought people together. It built relationships. It strengthened them. And it gave the parents an opportunity to breathe for about 7 hours.
And you know, you said something that I would love to see our entire city take. Said we got to save our city, right? That means we got to be invested in all the positive things in our city. Many times when people try to say something, if I'm away, and say something negative, I was like, oh, no. We will not do this about Memphis, right?
Absolutely.
So regardless of what the tabloids are saying, regardless of what other people are saying, what are we saying about our city? Are we speaking life into our city? Are we doing things that breed life in our city? Are we taking totally advantage of all the beautiful things that's in our city, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of times when I talk to people about Memphis, and then you talk to somebody in Memphis, and they say they've never been to this place or this place. I'm like, you live right here in Memphis. We got to love on Memphis, and we can have the power.
Yeah, and
save our city.
And I'm guilty of one thing, and I'm going to make sure in 2025 I do this. I have never been to Graceland.
I'm going to get you.
And I'm a huge...
I'm going to get you.
And I'm an Elvis Presley fan.
I'm
going to
get you. Do you know how beautiful it is? Oh, my God. They have a chapel. See, I love... Listen. Don't make me get on you, right?
I'm an Elvis fan, though. And see, that's the crazy part.
You ain't put your name on the wall.
I haven't yet.
What the world?
But I'm going to do it.
What the world?
What we did do, here's two things Elvis and I have in common. One thing is that Elvis was an avid martial artist. And so Elvis's martial arts instructor, Master Kang Reed, that was my first martial arts instructor. Oh. Elvis Presley's instructor. And so the other thing that we have in common is that when he was making movies, he was putting music and martial arts inside the movie. So if you look at our latest Things We Do For Love, it's a scene where I'm dancing in the alley downtown and you see in the back King Creole with Elvis Presley on the poster. So it's like it's this huge thing that Elvis meant to me as a kid. So in 2025, I'm going to Graceland. I've been a guest
y'all house. Y'all heard WYXRR. Y'all heard right here on this show that Ladell Beeman has not been to Graceland.
I just confess.
Shame on you. I will not let it die. Every week I'm like, have you been to Graceland yet?
I'm going.
Have you? Or I'm going to mess around and say, no, meet me at Graceland. We're going to have breakfast over there at the hotel and we're going to go over to the mansion and enjoy. When I tell you, oh my God.
I got to go.
Have you been to the Civil Rights Museum? You better.
Yes. We took Michael Jai White, everybody who comes in with us to Heal the Hood, we take them over there. So Robert Towns and Kenan Ivory Wayans, their first times, their first experiences when they came down, you know, because one of the things, I got one of our good friends here, I met, and I got to get the flowers out, I met Robert Townsend because of Larry Dotson Jr. A lot of people don't realize my first connection with Robert Townsend was through Larry Dotson Jr., getting him in here for us, connecting. And so those people, when we connect to them, we most definitely show them around the city, even Slave Haven.
Yes.
My first time going to Slave Haven.
In the dungeon.
We had Robert Townsend and Kenan Ivory Wayans, and Robert Townsend was in the bottom of Slave Haven. Mm-hmm. And he said, just let me stay down here for a minute because I feel the energy of the ancestors. And it was such a surreal moment. But you have gems inside of Memphis that celebrities.
Withers Museum.
Yes.
Oh my God!
And we take them by. I've never taken them to Graceland because I haven't been here yet. But we have taken them around the city of Memphis.
I'm gonna get you.
And I'm learning stuff. Even Turbo from Breaking, when we took them to the Civil Rights Museum, I had never been on the other side where the bullet where the bullet was fired from that comes into to Dr. King's room. I had never seen that side of it. So with them, I went to the other side and was able to see that. So when you're in a lot of the stuff in Memphis, you feel the sacredness of the environment and you want to preserve that because you understand what it symbolizes. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I just want to make sure that people understand we have such a unique, amazing city. Let's take advantage of our city, right? Let's take advantage of all the gems that are in our city. Like, I'm a lover of art, right? And so, even right here where our studios is, it's so much to see, so much to experience, right? From the different eateries, from just sitting down, picking up, reading a book, or even playing Connect Four, right? Yeah. There's so many gems, like in the summertime, come and get your feet wet, right? And so we got to make sure that we don't allow, we say, it takes a lot of money. No, it takes a lot of creativity, and it takes a lot of energy. And I always tell people, especially like the holiday times, right? I see so many people are down and out because they may not have the finances, right? Yeah. And I said, well, how do we create memories that will last for a lifetime? Because a lot of times we can buy stuff and we can buy electronics and that stuff break or it loses. Wow. But if you create a memory, you know, I was talking with a young mom and she started feeling, you know, she's not a young mom, she's my age. So yeah, we're young still. She was feeling some kind of way about the holidays. And I said, so tell me what's really your problem, right? And so in having that conversation, I said, let me tell you what you're going to do. I said, you're going to take a picture of you. You're going to put it in a $1.25 frame. And you're going to give it to your children. You're going to give them something they can never buy. Wow. Is a picture of you and a memory. I said, it doesn't take much. I said, I remember my son making me little bitty trinkets. And I got all those little trinkets because he thought enough.
Yeah.
To make something for me, you right. If somebody give me a cheap 50 cent or make me a handwritten note, I keep it. I'm so bad, I even keep the envelope, okay? Wow. I know that's kind of crazy. That some people say I got a hoarder attitude, but I don't know. But I feel that if a person took out their time to do something for me, that memory was worth more than the stuff.
Yeah.
you know.
And we're in that same, I'm going to tell you, you know, you just made me think about it. My grandmother passed away, it's going on 9 years now, mm-hmm. and I had to eulogize her. And I never, this is the thing about me, I never look in the casket of, you know, anybody that I'm close to, that I'm eulogizing. But the thing about my grandmother, because we have the comic book series, and this is how this ties all this stuff together, the Civil Rights Museum actually appears inside of the comic book. You know, the comic book series that we have, FedEx Forum is in there. And so we're putting memoirs from Memphis inside of there. But I got a chance to make peace with my grandmother, you know, by drawing this scene with her in the comic book. And every time, the brand new one that we're coming out with, and every time I read the story and come to that point, I just get this emotional breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And so now all of my family members will be able to look at my grandmother inside of this comic book, and some of the gems that she gave me, I'll be able to pass it on,
yes,
to audiences and even kids, you know, when it comes down to the appreciation that we have to have for one another, even our loved ones that have gone on before us. There should be an appreciation, mm-hmm. and a celebration that's happening, because there are moments that because of them, we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Liddell Beeman, I am so grateful for what you do for Memphis, for what you're doing for our young people. I encourage you to continue to do it. Yes, I will stay on you about getting your butt to Graceland in 2025. Yes, but tell people, how can they learn more about Heal the Hood nonprofit organization?
I would say, you know, Google us. Google Heal the Hood Foundation of Memphis, because we got a lot of stuff on our website, which is hthmemphis.org. But people have been sending me stuff from Googling us, and stuff I forgot about is out there. So Heal the Hood Foundation of Memphis, Google us. But our website is hthmemphis.org. And I want to make sure that I shout you out, Dr. Franklin, because you're a huge part of this, and you're a huge part of Bridge in Memphis. Like, if you start with the Hickory Hill Parade, going back to that, and everything that you started inside of Hickory Hill, and what you're doing in Raleigh and all these communities, and Douglas, all these places that you've been all over the map. And so when I keep looking at you and what you're doing, you're somebody who's going to go down in history, like a lot of these other people, as someone who changed the face of Memphis and brought us all together. So thank you, you know, most definitely.
To God be the glory. If you knew the little Lisa story, then you'll appreciate Dr. Talisa Franklin.
I do.
You got to know the little Lisa, right? And it's about, how do we bring a smile? How do we make people happy? And I know right now it's many people on their lunch break listening to us, or maybe at the office. And listen, you made it way halfway through your day. You may as well smile for the rest of the day, right?
Amen.
Don't let nothing steal your joy,
right? Amen.
Because you made it. And one thing that you said that I want us to continue to create, those memories with your grandmother will forever live in your life. And just continue to do what we do, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all know I'm your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, right here. And we are having an amazing conversation. And then on my next guest, I love the name, the brand of Larry Dotson. And so let's have a conversation, because they're doing amazing things in our city for our community. And that's what it's all about right here. Let's have a talk with Talisa. I am your girl, Dr. Talisa Franklin, right here on
WYXR. Including the 2024 Race by Sound Festival, comes from Old Dominic Distillery. Pure Memphis whiskeys, vodkas, and gin, all made in downtown Memphis. More information about Old Dominic and the distillery at olddominic.com.
This is Clarkwork Keys with Crosstown Brewing Company. Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Crosstown Brewing Company. Our kitchen is now open and serving liquor and wine along with our craft beers. Kitchen hours are Monday and Tuesday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7. Now accepting reservations for corporate and holiday parties. More information can be found at crosstownbeer.com.
Programming on WYXR is brought to you by a grant from the FedEx Arts Program, providing grants to arts-focused organizations to strengthen the Memphis community through the arts and in alignment with FedEx's charitable priorities of access and stabilization.
Cut!
All righty, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It is time. It's noonday time, y'all, because we're having a good time. It's 12:34 right here in the studios of WYXR-FM with your hosts for Wednesdays. Your wonderful Wednesdays. None other than me. Yeah. Dr. Talisa Franklin, make sure if you're not following me on all social media outlets, what's wrong with you? Listen, I need you all to follow me for everyday daily dose of positivity. It is imperative that we shed a little love in our city, in our world. And today I'm super excited to have somebody in with me on today that is always showing love in Memphis and in the whole wide world. And I'm grateful for all that his family does for our city, because truly they are doing the service of our work. And so will y'all welcome with me the one, the only, Larry Dotson. Hey, baby, how are you?
I am blessed. Always a pleasure to see you, Talisa.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for coming in to my new home, WYXR. Raised by the sound, baby.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, Memphis has a sound.
Hey, facts.
You know, I don't care where else you go.
Yeah.
There's no place like Memphis. And you know that I don't care where we travel in this great thing called life.
Yeah.
After 3 days, I'm like, man, I'm ready to get back home, Mike.
Man.
I need to get back to the hugs, the love.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, it's a culture, boo. Because you know, you go somewhere like, I'm a huggy and mm-hmm. I want to kiss you and love. They be like, oh yeah, this is who I am. And
right.
Like, I don't match your energy. You can match my energy, baby.
Right.
So I love it. So Larry, do me a favor. Kind of let's talk about I know your dad couldn't make it with us today. So y'all, this is Junior. If y'all know how he say, he loves his son. And you have been with dad's career really all your life.
Oh, yep. Facts.
So you've been, you know, you weren't forced, but you've enjoyed because you're yet working with dad. Y'all were just in, what was that, California?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all were doing the dang old thing because dad is, how old dad, like 60 something?
Dad is 73.
My, that might look so good to be 73 years, y'all.
He is definitely blessed.
Oh, man. So let's talk about just this life. What it looks like when you think about Memphis, the culture. You grew up in this because your dad, I always say he's the king of funk, he that guy, right?
Yeah.
Kind of talk about from a musical perspective, because you're always keeping your finger on the pulse, how your dad transformed music for the next generation.
Wow, so Pop has been that trendsetter, that innovator of fashion, of music, of funk, of soul music, as the voice for the Barqués. So he's done that for 5 decades, and it's still, you know, still moving the needle as he's still traveling and touring and doing his thing. And it's a blessing for him that he's able to kind of do what he wants to do and not what he has to do, you
mm-hmm.
know. He's not strapped to the stage, but he's able to kind of pick and choose what markets he wants to go to, what shows he wants to do, what experiences he wants to create for the fans of not only his voice, but the Barqués and the things that he stands for.
Yeah.
So he's been tremendously blessed, and God just had his hands on our family. Not only just Pop, but James and all the guys that he's been a part of and been connected to as brothers over the years, celebrating the Barqués since its inception. Because this is 60 years for the Barqués this year.
Amazing. And so, and it's funny, and anybody know me, y'all love to run my mouth. And I love to talk. And if I see something in my brain to talk about, I'm going to talk about it.
That part.
And so, before you got here, there was a group of young people that I had such a love for.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about dad because I mm-hmm. knew he was coming. But now you told me he had to do some things with Precious.
Yeah.
So there's a group of young people I don't know if they're still in Crosstown. They probably walked away now.
Mm-hmm.
But they were Down syndrome young people, right?
Mm.
And my heart went straight to Precious.
Yeah.
It went straight to Precious, right? Because many people don't understand, even though your dad was a superstar, and is a superstar, but he never stopped being D-A-D,
dad,
right? Like today, he was scheduled to be here, but Precious had an appointment that he needed to take his daughter to.
Right.
And anybody can respect a dad first. So let's talk about you growing up with everybody loving your dad, loving Larry Dotson, but he was just pops to you. Talk about that. How, because a lot of times people see stars, mm-hmm. but they don't know that stars has a balance of life. Yeah. And looking at you now, where you are managing the career, you see you wasn't forced to do it. It was a love. Yeah. Because there's a lot of people, you know, come on, from a PK perspective, right? There's a lot of PKs that don't want to be in church because they was forced to be in church, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of musicians' children that mm-hmm. don't want to be around music because they was forced to be with music, right?
Yeah.
But here you are, you live, breathe, and sleep, traveling with your dad. Talk about your pops, as you call them.
You know, I did not really realize what was going on around me until I got really grown, until I got like 18, 19 years old. And I realized that in my research of other children of stars and celebrities, that when they're little, they don't really realize that anything else is different outside of their worlds until they get grown and start dealing with like real life and real life situations. And, you know, so for me, until I got like 18, get ready to go to college, you know, I was at Central High School. So all my best friends during that time of growth, they were kids of guys in the band. So, mm-hmm. you know, when Robert Henderson and Harvey Henderson and everybody was growing up, we was all hanging together and we lived next to each other. We, you know, we spent nights at each other's houses. So, well, I didn't realize anything was different until I start dealing with women and realizing that, hey, okay, my pockets is different from this other dude's pockets. What I'm driving is different from this other dude. Okay, so it makes a difference to a girl or not. So I'm just realizing all those things as I got older, and I was like, okay, my situation is a little different. The dude that they call Rick James, I just met. Okay, he's not just a regular dude. So, okay, so I get it now. So, but that didn't resonate to me till I got, you know, 18, 19 years old. And I was like, okay, my situation is a little different. You know, him going out with the Commodores or Earth, Wind, and Fire, okay, everybody don't do that.
Right.
I'm realizing, okay, so that part. So, because they just didn't put no pressure on me. They was like, you know, if you want to dance, if you want to do karate, which I did, if you want to do whatever you want to do, go do it. And that's what I did. I did karate. I'm second degree black belt. I don't know if y'all remember the show Star Search. I went on, we auditioned for Star Search and we had a little dance group and, shout out to me, Robert Henderson, Terrence Johnson, Tiffany Johnson, all of them. They we had a little group.
Wow.
So the sky was the limit for us. Dad was just like, do what you want to do, enjoy life, no music pressure, no nothing. Just enjoy what you want to do, enjoy life, grow up, and just be productive. And that's what we do. So, I migrated back to music, and I was in the band all through high school. I was in the orchestra, so I enjoyed music just mm-hmm. naturally. And organically, I just grew into playing the drums and playing the trombone. But when I went to college, I tapped out for a little while. I wanted to just explore some more of life at Tennessee State, you know, that part of life. So I migrated to that world. And then the business side of the industry started becoming a little bit more interesting to me. And dad introduced that to me as well, and with my family. And we started back in 99. My parents started La Marie's Entertainment Complex.
Yeah.
And when he started that, our entertainment booking agency, when they started that, Pop was just really just touring and realized that, hey, if I'm going to be touring with my friends, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Commodores, Lakeside, you know, one way, if I'm gonna be touring with all these people and I can call them up for concerts and save that 15-20% that they just took out of my check. So, you know, if they taking $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 out of his check, he like, you know, okay, I can start my own company and save that money and also save it for my friends. So, Hence, we started La Marie's Entertainment Complex. And 25 years later, you know, here we are, just still rocking and rolling, still booking entertainment, concerts, and artists, comedians, actors, actresses, hosts all mm-hmm. over the country. And that's been a blessing for me. So, because when I tapped out of corporate America, I went straight into the family business.
Yeah.
And here I am today. And every day doesn't feel like work when I'm able to wake up and do things with my family, my mom, my dad, my wife.
Yeah.
You know, and that sort of thing. So it's been a tremendous blessing for me.
That's a blessing. So not only that you're doing the entertainment and dad's on the road, but let's talk about the nonprofit, right?
Yes.
Because your foundation, I've seen you guys give scholarships to children. You do the things with the Orange Mound parade.
Yeah.
You guys are doing so much more than music, because a lot of times people see musicians and artists that come out of Memphis and think, oh, that's all that they do. No. Yeah. I mean, you think about like Al Green. Al Green is known for love and happiness.
Facts.
But if you know him in Memphis, you know he's the pastor of his church, right?
Facts.
So he does things other than mm-hmm. what people see the spotlight on. So let's talk mm-hmm. about the nonprofit, the foundation, what you guys are always doing to push the betterment of it. So you use his dad's notoriety. Yeah. Now people are able to see him as a human being with a human heart mm. that wants to give back to Memphis. Because I always tell people, there is no better place to live other than Memphis, Tennessee.
True that. True that. And that giving spirit has always been instilled in my pop since he was a youngin', you know, especially growing up from the Temprees to the Barcades and to where he is now. And it was instilled in him early on. So the Barcades created a scholarship in support of Lamont Owen back in, I believe it was like 96. And so from there, Pop has been a part of the Barcades Foundation. And we transitioned into the Dotson Foundation. And we've always been in support of education initiatives, especially in support of HBCUs, especially organizations that have to deal with disabilities,
mm-hmm.
and of course, all music initiatives.
Yeah.
So those three areas is where we focus our energy on. And we've always had that notion to give back, because you gotta be a blessing to get a blessing.
There's nothing else we should do but to be a blessing to others.
Totally.
I know you guys are doing something this Sunday that I'm coming to.
Yes, yes. The guest house at Graceland,
yeah.
December 15th, Sunday from 3 to 7 p.m. Okay, gotcha. So we will be there for our holiday art show. And
yeah.
we will be, this is a partnership with Melanie Walker, who is an amazing a visual artist.
I've seen her work. Beautiful. From
Memphis.
Oh, yes.
From Memphis. Facts. From Memphis.
Memphis.
From a graduate of Carver High School,
yes.
as well as Lamont Owen College. And she played basketball there. She's an amazing artist. And she will be exhibiting 20 new canvas pieces. And we'll have some silent auction items as well. There's no cover to be there. So just come and bring this spirit of holiday and support. This,
yeah.
The event is benefiting our foundation. So it's just going to be a bunch of fun. We'll have a DJ there. So we have some music, some holiday cheer, some little, you know, extra something to sip on as well.
Yeah.
And,
grown folk.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And again, it's going to be at the guest house at Graceland. And they're super excited for us to be there,
yeah.
Exhibiting and showcasing what Melanie has to offer, because she's done so many great things for Penny Hardaway,
yeah.
not only our family, but for Lamont Owen, University of Memphis, the Booster Club there, the Rebounders there. So she's just been a blessing to a lot with her art.
Yeah.
And this is her first art show. So please,
oh.
if you know Melanie Walker, if you know, you know, us from my dad to my mom to my sister, please come out, spend a little time
yeah.
with us. Even if you got to stop by and dip on out, just come and see some of these amazing pieces that
yeah.
she's got. Shout out to the Brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi, also. So we got Melanie is a Zeta. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and she's doing a special salute to the D9. So there will be some paintings for the Greek community. So come out. I guess some of my brothers have already claimed the Kappa painting. So
yeah.
So pull up and share and celebrate the holiday season with us. So
I love it.
Yeah, so it's going to be a blessing.
And, you know, definitely. I love what you guys are working together to make sure that this local artist get the spotlight that she deserves. True. You know, you see art everywhere we go in Memphis, and so many times we don't know who the artist is.
Mm-hmm.
So to get an opportunity to be up close and personal, Carver graduate, mm-hmm. somebody is homegrown that's doing great things. So we need to make sure we continue to nurture and support homegrown so they won't even think about going to any other place, because they'd be like, man, no other place I want to be. Nope. Memphis, yes. Tennessee is the place to be, right?
I'm telling you, if you love some great artwork, yeah. I mean, and history of Memphis, because she was mentored by Dr. Hunt.
Oh, okay.
So who's also a great visual artist who's no longer with us. But you'll see elements of that in her artwork, in her style. But if you're a fan of art, musically and artistically, visually, please come by and celebrate the holiday with us.
Yes. And you know what, y'all? It's the holiday season. So one thing I love about the holiday season, you get everybody's happy. Everybody's happy, right? Just to feel the happiness and the joys and to be in the community, what you guys are doing. You get an opportunity to have combo with Larry Dotson himself,
yes.
a world renowned, that when he goes around, people standing in lines for hours to love on him and hug on him. And I was like, man, for real? Because I just love him all the time and I can call him and chill at the house, but everybody don't get that, right? So you may have a grandparent or auntie or uncle that said, man, I love Larry Dotson's music, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? We're going to listen to art and you're going to meet him,
yeah.
and then we're going to support the foundation, right?
Come
so
on
you can
now.
Do it all. It's Christmas time.
Come on.
In the city.
There
in
you
Memphis,
go.
Tennessee. In the city. How can people stay connected with all things Larry Dotson and the Dotson Foundation, Larry?
Definitely pull up to us on December 15th, 3 to 7 p.m. at the guest house. But they can always find us online, definitely on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Larry Dotson Jr., or Larry Dotson II, Roman numeral 2. The LarryDotson.com. But yeah, pull up to us and you can talk to him, holler at him in person.
Yeah.
Yourself. Bring a record or bring an album. People like bringing albums to sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, t-shirts to sign, all those things. You want us to sign it, bring it on. And we got some amazing, unique silent auction items too. So if you want some unique, cool things, come on, bring it. Okay. Come on, show up, pull up.
And many of y'all know Larry Dotson's older jam, but he got a new jam. It's not new, but I still love it. Grown Folk, right?
Oh, yeah, Grown Folks. But, you know, he's got his latest singles, I'm Good.
Yes, that's it.
And shout out to Jessica Ray, who's also recorded with Pop recently. And we got some other collabs on the brinks of the new year. Because we are about upgrade for the new year, you know, upgrade, change, enhancement, and collabs definitely for the new year. So we've been talking to Kenfolk Thugs and some other people about doing.
Now
some
y'all
things
know I
together.
Got Kenfolk Thug this weekend.
All
don't
facts.
Make me Memphis baby. Kenfolk Thug gonna be at the Raleigh Christmas and Raleigh parade, y'all.
Come
it's
on.
Gonna be LIT Lits, baby.
There you go. Dump Truck is going strong. So proud of them guys, man. 10 billion streams strong.
Yes, amazing. Like, from Memphis, y'all.
From Memphis. Right here from the Orange Mound.
Yes.
From the Orange Mound, like my auntie be saying.
The Mound. yes. Shout out to my Leadership Memphis team that, you know, we're our community is the Mound, so we got love for the Mound.
Facts. So true.
So true. You know, I've been saying forever, and I need you guys to make this happen. I need you, Larry Dotson, to be doing master class for these young artists that show them how they can go 60 years strong and still do music. So y'all know I'm going to put it out here in the atmosphere
there you
of
go.
WYXR. I would like to see a master class with Larry Dotson of the Barquets, hey, so that we can have our young people get 60 years strong and be 70 some years old looking like he's 37, not 73.
Come on now.
Right?
Come on. He ready for it.
And he's still dancing, he y'all. So you ready. Gotta look at his YouTube with his last show. I said, what the world? What the world? world, right?
So I'm telling you, he'll be, because dad is gonna be in California, in LA for New Year's.
Oh.
With Cameo, Evelyn Champagne King, and Lakeside. So he's still rocking around here. You
that's
know?
Gonna be a bad still bringing to the bone show.
Yeah, still doing it. Still doing it. So we enjoyed it. We're excited about the new year. I'm excited about my mom's she's gonna try to retire sometime soon.
Right.
But she slick already has.
You know what? Mama is the diva. Yeah, if you ever saw his mom out, y'all, when I tell you, she diva-fied, boo.
Hey.
And what I love about her, she know her role, right?
Oh,
even
part.
Though all the women be all on her mind.
Yeah.
She like, baby, didn't get through it. He's still my man.
Yeah.
He ain't just my baby dad. He my man. He my husband. He my boo. And the way they coat out in public, I like, ooh,
I'm going to
coat like that one day.
Bless their heart. Bless their heart. They be trying to love on each other in public.
Yeah, baby, because he bought that, that Bentley? He just bought a Bentley.
Yeah.
Baby, I said, look at the young folk. They cold, man. For real. They cold like they cold. Y'all better get this code together, y'all.
Listen, they special. Y'all, they very special. Shout out to my wife, too, Miss Sarita. Coach Sarita Dotson.
Baby, she's the baddest little dancer ever.
Come on.
So if your child don't know how to put the A to the B to the C, you better get with Sarita Dotson.
Thanks.
She got that, y'all. And shout out to LOC Cheer Team.
Yes, yes.
She's leading them, baby.
Facts.
They cheering. First class.
Yes, I'm telling you. Dr. Christopher Davis is president over there. He's been a tremendous blessing at his church at St. Paul for us, and not only there, but at LOC. So shout out to him and the staff over there. But my wife kicking up dust over there with the cheer team, as a cheer coach over there. Yeah. So she's enjoying it tremendously.
I love it. And I love that she's doing it in Memphis, right?
Thanks.
With her talent, with her gift, and people have pulled on her. If you don't know her, people have pulled on her all around the world. But she thinks enough of Memphis to stay in Memphis and to pour into our young girls over at LOC. So let
Very
me tell
important.
Y'all, they doing the dang old thing. Listen, I know my time has come and gone, but I'll be back next week. Hey, next week, Wednesday, y'all, it's going to be a wonderful Wednesday because your girl, Talisa Franklin, is going to be on the microphone right here at WYXR 91.7. Y'all, it has been amazing. Make sure you are following me on all, I don't mean some, but all social media outlets at Dr. T. Lisa, like Tell Lisa, T-L-I-S-A, Franklin, so that we can stay connected on all things Memphis. Know that I love you. If you're riding around the expressway and you see my billboards and they say, I love you, Memphis, know from my heart, I do love you. When you see my billboards that say, God loves you, know that God loves you more than I could ever love you. And then sometimes if you're feeling really bad and you may see a billboard and say, you're amazing, be reminded that you are amazing. And make sure you have an amazing day and stay connected and keep it locked right here on your favorite radio station, right here in the beautiful crosstown, WYXRFM 91.7. Until next time, be blessed is my prayer for you.
You don't have to ever wonder about who, what, when, or where when it comes to Memphis music. Pull up on The Drop every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m., where we'll run down all you need to know about who's playing around Memphis with our local concert calendar. The Drop, every weekday morning at 6 a.m.
I'm Andy Tate, and you are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown